now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What is up? What is up? Welcome to a very special Asian Wave 101.
What?
Now, you might be thinking about one very particular thing. Is that what is it that makes today so special? And that is because today we have some very, very special guests in the house today. So first up, time to introduce somebody very, very special. A very good friend of mine, friends for years, Rafael Fuentes. What up, man?
Hello.
Okay, what is going on? How you been?
Oh, I've been all right.
Okay, so how does it feel? This is like the first time that you were on live radio. What's it feel to be on my show, Asian Wave 101?
Honestly, like, it feels super great. I've been hearing about your show for like so many times, but this is the first time that I've actually been on it, so.
That is correct. And of course, for CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining us. And, well, here's another very special thing that's happened that is happening today. Now, she's someone who has appeared on the show before. She's a very familiar voice to people who have been maybe following the show for a very, very long time. So in a way, this is more like a very, very special welcome back for Ms. Michelle Kim, everybody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So what you been up to since the last time you co-hosted with me?
Oh, man. I've missed co-hosting, that's for sure, but super busy with school, so I had to, like, sit back and not do the show, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all right. But today is March 2nd, 2016. We are in the midst of our annual fund drive here at CITR, CITR's annual fundraiser. So please help us out. We're trying to reach our goal. Support the station, local music, and community radio. And of course, this year's theme is growing our cultures. Support the diversity that we have here at the station. Support shows like Asian Wave 101, but also Soul Sandwich, hosted by my good friends Ola and Rohit. And yeah, this is going to be a very, very fun day, I would say. So first up, a song from Taiwan by Angela Chang. Has anybody here heard of Angela Chang?
Ooh, nope.
Can't say
me.
I have.
Okay, well, this is going to be something interesting for Raphael because she grew up here.
Ooh.
And she is actually a graduate of Sir Winston Churchill Secondary School.
Ooh, Churchill represent.
Yeah, a.k.a. Chinese Celebrity Factory. There have been so many Chinese, Taiwanese celebrities that have come out of that school. Chris Wu from EXO.
Wow,
okay, Osric Chow, who is an actor. Also, Eddie Pang and Nicholas Tse, who actually only attended for 1 year, but you get the idea that I'm going for here. So the song is called Lin Yu Yi Zhi Zou, which means keep walking in the rain. So this is a very inspirational song. Now, just as a complete question out of curiosity, Raphael, what do you think this song is going to be so inspirational about?
I have no idea, but if anything I know about Asian pop music is true, it's probably about a love story.
Okay, well, you know what, Raphael? First off, I don't appreciate your sarcasm. This is supposed to be a positive environment, my friend.
Well,
you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, he's not wrong, though, probably.
That is true. So basically, the idea behind it is that even in the rain, the hard times, you just keep walking. You keep fighting. Always listen to your heart. That's the key right there. Having a dream and fighting for it, you're not going to be scared after that. So here's some lyrics from the song, actually. You can push me off a cliff. I'll learn how to fly.
Nice.
Oh, so there's something there. It's very cheery. It's very upbeat, which is rare for Chinese music, I might add. It's kind of in like this trendy pop R&B sort of sound. Very catchy, simple, addictive melody. And her lighter, kind of higher pitched voice really brings that message to life. So that's the first track for this very special 2016 Fun Drive show of Asian Wave 101. Angela Chang, Keep Walking in the Rain.
Bye.
Okay, that was Angela Chang with Keep Walking in the Rain. Right now, as I mentioned before, it's Fun Drive here at CITR 101.9 FM. Help us break $18,000 in donations. If you'd like to support the show, call in now, 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. We eagerly await to hear from you. So let's head over to our guest right now. Okay, Raphael, I'm going to start this off with you. Reactions to that song. Go.
Super cheery.
Okay, Michelle.
Definitely not rain.
Oh, please explain.
Well, you mentioned like it has like to do with like rain and stuff like that, and I would not have thought it was about rain if, since I don't know the language. But yeah, super cherry, technically another way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raphael.
Yeah, like the emotions in that song transcend languages, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nicely put, I must say. So next up from South Korea, we have Mamamoo. Has anybody here heard of Mamamoo?
Woo!
Okay, so tell us then, what do you know about this group?
Ooh, all I know is they're another girl group that came up. I no idea who they are. I just know that they made a couple songs and they had a couple scandals coming on a couple years ago or something like that. That's about it. And I don't know how to say their name, so.
Mamamoo?
I couldn't.
That's all right. So this is something that I like to call a little bit funky. So it's got this really, really cool saxophone sounds in the background. And you know me, I love any sort of sexy saxophone action. Would you say it's sexy?
Oh, boy. Let's.
Oh, come on. You're telling me that. Okay. Let me just put it this way. Michelle, it's been a year since you hosted here.
Right?
Are you saying that you don't miss my terrible jokes?
I almost forgot about them, but I got reminded today and I might not come back. I'm joking. I would definitely come back. That's great.
That's all right. It does have that sort of trademark Mamamoo sound that they've really become famous for. It's like this really jazzy, and it usually feels a little bit retro. So they're definitely one of the most vocally accomplished groups active in South Korea right now. And what I love about them is that they don't conform to the standard. They don't do like that kind of sort of like that cheery bubblegum pop sort of thing and dance in formation like a lot of other groups do. So this song is called, please correct my Korean pronunciation, Michelle.
Okay.
Nun is Mondeur.
What is it in English?
Apparently it means you're the best.
Okay.
I don't know.
Nun means you.
Yes.
And then what was the last part, Steve?
Never mind.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Let's not embarrass the host on air any further. So basically, it's about Mr. Right. It's about Mr. Man. So like, they're just so compatible. They're just so made for each other. They just gotta sing about it. So, what do you think, though? What do you think? Like, I mentioned that they're not really, like, the meta in terms of Korean girl groups. Like, they kind of break that mold a little bit. So, Raphael, I show you a lot of Korean music on occasion. Mm-hmm. So, what are your initial thoughts just hearing about this group right now?
I don't know. I've pretty much been raised on a musical diet of mainstream Korean pop. So, I'm really excited to hear what it'll sound like. But at the moment, I really have no idea what I can expect. So
that's all right. We're gonna listen to this just for you.
Nice. All right.
Because you're just that special. All right. That's Mamamoo with "You're the Best" coming up next.
Better training and support means higher production quality for all of our programs. Better research, better audio, deeper analysis, and more informative and entertaining radio, all from your independent local perspective. Help us out here at CITR and donate this fund drive. This year, we're looking to increase the cultures on our airwaves and support our training. Go to citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang, live for CITR 101.9 FM from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Today is a very special show. I'm joined now by my former co-host, Michelle.
Hi.
And of course, we got Raphael in the building.
Hello.
Yeah. And a very late arrival joining us now, straight from the dungeons of Soul Sandwich and News 101, Mr. Rohi Joseph, everybody.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me, Steve. What's going on? What's going down today?
It is going to be a massive party in this studio right now. We got some very amazing people in this room at this very moment to celebrate this fun drive day for CITR 101.9 FM. So we've actually been playing some music. You're joining us now, but are you ready to jam out?
I'm always ready to jam out.
All right, that's cool. So right before the break, we heard Mamamoo with You're the Best. Now, Rohi, you did miss that one, but some reactions from the other people in the room. Raphael, what'd you think on that, man?
Oh, man, that was a total dance party song.
Mm-hmm. And how about you there, Michelle?
Sorry. Yeah, when you hear the whole vision of, like, girl Korean pop group, like, you think it's really, like, bubbly and stuff, but I was super impressed with this song. It was actually showing off their vocal skills, and I think they put on a great show with the title of You're the Best. I think the guy, whoever they're singing to, would have felt really special.
Okay, that is some very interesting insight right there. So for this next track, I'm actually going to... For old time's sake, I'm actually going to pass this off to Michelle right here.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to ask you to introduce our next track.
Oh,
s'il vous plaît.
Goodness. I love them. I love these guys. Next up is from South Korea once more. They're called BTS, which stands for Bangtan Boys. And also in Korean, it stands for Bulletproof Boy Scouts. And they're super cool. Upcoming, they have a new album called Run. And the song that we're about to play is a single from that album called The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2. For this song, they got really involved in the process of creating the song. And so you've all put some effort into it, and they've contributed lyrics since day one. So no one's making lyrics for them. They're making it all by themselves. They also helped compose and arrange the track, which is super cool. Makes me so proud of my boys. Love them. Also, it is their latest efforts that have become a little bit more pop-washed. It could have been influenced by their American tour that they did. As well, hip-hop influencers still present from my favorite rap monster, Hala, and Suga and J-Hope as well. They're departing from their kind of old sound, so it kind of has more of that trendy pop sound I was talking about. And their focus has shifted to the singers, like Jin and stuff, and more so than the rappers, which kind of makes me sad, but super excited for that. Also, it's a super sweet song. They're singing about this person who is like their saving grace, which I hope would be me, but it's obviously not. And despite all the pain, and Steve is just so disappointed in me right now. I'm just like fangirling here. And hardships, so they can run to them and find solace, which I would definitely do. Yeah, let's take a listen.
Anything else you want to add to that?
I love them so much. Rap Monster, you're my favorite.
Raphael, the observer over there, what do you think is going on there?
To be honest, I'm totally lost.
Rohit? Well, actually, I want to ask Rohit about something else because, Rohit about something else. Like, tell me what you think, overall about this whole situation. Like, you start on one sound, then you gradually leave that behind. You develop into this new sound. Like, we did mention that it has become a little more pop wash. Like, what's your take on that? You are a hip hopper in your own right.
Yo, man. Well, in the hip hop world, you always like, as somebody who's like a fan of lyricism. Like, I hate it when hip-hop artists, in my opinion, like, sell out to get a bigger crowd. But I don't blame them. Like, it's not like I can see the exact appeal in why they're doing it and why the necessity for doing that. So I can understand where it's coming from, but I must say I've had personal experiences with artists I love who end up becoming a bit too poppy for my own taste as a hip-hop head.
Okay, well, that's all right. So we'll just run with this now then. So we're going to check it out. BTS with Run coming up next, and after that is Pride, our Canadian Artist of the Week, with How You Like Me Now.
Shit, boy, I never used to have nothing. Pockets dusty, man, I'm used to living. camp, baby, they just way too sus. Glasses in the air, bottles in the air, toast to who I used to be, cause I am not that same person no more. Wish that you knew all of the things I've been through. You used to make me feel down, you hate it, I came up, how you like me now? We was really with the work. Me and Danny packing merch, doing shows with like three people in the fucking crowd. It was the worst. Bitch, that Branson is a turf. People clowning on the city. No matter where you're from, if you're making big, boy, it shouldn't matter where you're living. Goddamn. Hoes fucking if you're really pretty. I was never pretty. I was always witty. I done grew the fuck up on all my hoes. That's why I never see a dumb shorty with me. Civic riding through spots of shit. It was me and Santa trying to plot the shit. Shit was shaky, man. Life was ugly, man. You couldn't even Photoshop the shit. Couldn't even cop McDonald's. And I grinded hard and now it's lobster shrimp. But boy, I'm still eating McDonald's. Cause we working late and that's all that's left. I've been working, hustling. And if I even pass away tomorrow, please just know that the boy died trying to make it out. Rich family. Yeah. They just try to be us. But they just can't, baby. They just way too sus. Glasses in the air, bottles in the air, toast to who I used to be, cause I am not that fucking person no more. Wish that you knew all of the things I've been through. You used to make me feel down, you hate it, I came up, how you like me now?
Is this thing on? It's on. I'd just like to say the come up is so beautiful. The top is definitely better than the bottom. How you like me now?
All right, that was BTS with Run and Pride with How You Like Me Now. Pride, our Canadian Artist of the Week. So we established that Michelle likes BTS very, very much. Very. So now if, is there anything else that you would like to add after listening to that song and sharing in the listening experience with everybody here right now?
I feel like this group is a little different in that they actually have talent. No.
Shots fired, my friend.
I'm just a total BTS fan, but really like them. But their personality also comes out really, really great. So, Yeah, I love their music.
Rohit, what about you, my man? Like, what's your experience with this group that technically is a hip-hop boy band?
What can I say, man? Like, it sounded... I didn't hear any hip-hop in there. I'm sorry, like... this is good. We got some contrast. Like,
fight going on.
I'm not trying to fight. It's just my. That's that. I'd be curious to hear what they originally sounded like with the hip hop, and then compare. Because maybe there's some things that I'm not. You know, maybe language wise, like I'm not getting. Like maybe they have sick flow, and I don't know right now. Like, have they transferred that?
You just got some sick flow right there. They got sick flow, but I don't know.
The easiest rhyme in the book. Yeah.
Okay, Raphael, if you were to sum up BTS's song, one word, describe it now. Your reaction, one word.
One word, huh? All right, let's see here. One word. I guess just fast.
Very nice. That is a brilliant. Okay, yeah, but it was very fast-paced. But again, moving on from that, though, we did have Pride, our Canadian Artist of the Week, based out of Toronto. Mm-hmm. So that was How You Like Me Now, one of his more recent releases. And really, that's what we're all about here at the station. If you want to support alternative listening, keep stuff like Pride and even BTS on, like, these tremendous artists, if you want to keep them on the air here at CITR 101.9 FM, donate, support the station, keep it running. Once again, that number is 604-822-8648. Once again, 604-822-8648, or you can head online to your computer, tap away on that keyboard, donate at citr.ca/donate. Okay, so next up, what I really want to do is You know, if you just, okay, sorry, just give me a second here. If you're just tuning in now, we have
Rohit,
Michelle,
Raphael.
Okay, so let's talk, okay? Because that's something I feel that we don't do enough of. The theme of this year's Fun Drive is growing our cultures. So just take a little minute, think about it, and then what does that phrase really mean for you? And we'll start with Michelle, actually.
Okay. Growing our cultures. Like, as someone who was born and raised in Canada, so I'm a second generation Korean. The first time I've ever even, like, talked to a Korean more than 2 minutes was here in Vancouver at UBC, because there's a pretty big Korean population here. And I've just had a lot of, like, identity crisis. Like, who am I? Like, am I Canadian or Korean? Like, this is, like, inception, this cultural inception. It's super weird. But also, just another thing to add, growing our cultures, the our part, it's like, it's not just about your culture, it's also about other people's culture. And so we're here to just, like, learn about each other and to respect and not to put down anyone, because everyone's beautiful in their own way. That's my little blurb.
Very well put. Raphael?
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I came to Canada at a very, very young age, and I didn't really have much of an exposure to, like, my own Filipino culture, I guess, from where I'm from. So, you know, growing our cultures, that's something that I really wish I had as a child. And, you know, I think this is a great effort by CITR to really, you know, to really develop a feeling of identity, a sense of identity amongst people that are here, right here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Rohit.
Yeah, man, seems like there's a lot of, you know, immigrant kids around here, which I can relate to that struggle, too, of, like, trying to figure out where your loyalties lie in terms of culture. But do you have to have a loyalty? Do you have to go one way or the other? I don't think so. I like to think that you can, you know, you can dip in as many cultures as you like. Why not? I feel like that's the beauty of a place like Vancouver and a place like Canada. You got a bit of the whole world, every bit of culture from every country in this city and in this country. And CITR is doing its best, its goddamn best, to make sure that there are groups that are not being represented in the mainstream media that do get representation right here in alternative media. That's why we've started collectives like the Indigenous Collective, Unceded Airwaves. We have the Accessibility Collective for people who want to hear voices from people that may be, you know, disabled or have different you know, kinds of abilities, that's differently abled, I think would be the better term. And then you've got the Women's Collective and Lady Radio, that's what it's called. And that's also, like, highlighting artists that are women and that we don't actually get to see enough of. So CITR, man, if you want to be part of something that's truly grassroots but trying to make an effort to build upon a larger thing, then this is the place to be. You can contribute. And that's where the beauty of CITR lies. So donate. Donate. Or just participate. Even better. Do both.
All right. Yeah, that was very well put. Thank you so much for that, Rohit. And I'd like to just take this moment to kind of speak on this a little bit. Like, this dedication to providing that platform for different cultures here in Vancouver, doing its best to really, I guess, represent that mosaic that we have here in Vancouver. That's something that, you know, I'm very happy about. That's something that I am proud to say that I am a part of here at Asian Wave 101. I'm all about the different cultures, giving people a taste from my own perspective, both Chinese and Canadian, and kind of just bring you into that world a little bit. Maybe open your eyes to a whole different world that you never would have thought existed. Maybe you take some sort of interest in that. So that's something is very important to me. Now, you mentioned both Michelle and Raphael actually mentioned something about identity. But let's just think about something here. In consideration of that, of everything that's going on right now, is there really a sort of way that we can claim that we belong to a certain identity?
Oh, that's really hard to say, you know, because identity is composed of many different things. The place you're raised in, the parents that raised you, even like the school you went to. So laying a claim on a single identity, it's a really nuanced and complicated situation that I guess, yeah.
All right. Michelle, do you have anything you want to add?
I think Rohit brought up the good point that do you have to be one or the other? Like, do I have to be Korean or Canadian? And I feel like for the 3 years that I've been at UBC, I can't pick just one because my food taste is Korean, but my language is very English, you know, and I've learned a certain way to live. And so to find friends who are like that as well just makes me feel so much more comfortable. But I also feel like I can be with really Korean people or really Canadian people. So I think you don't have to pick, like Rohit was saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's something that we love celebrating here at CITR. Kind of, we take pride in having this myriad of different cultures, this multifaceted composition that we have here. So, you know, like, again, Rohit is the host of Soul Sandwich, and he is no doubt doing his best to kind of spread some of that cross-cultural love in a way,
yeah,
if I could put it that way.
Cross-pollination, cross-cultural love, whatever you want to call it. Like, I mean, the two hosts of Soul Sandwich, so that's me and Ola, we come from different backgrounds. I'm like, South Asian or Indian, whatever you want to call it. But I've lived here long enough to consider myself, I guess, Canadian. I hate the hyphenated thing of Indo-Canadian. So I end up just saying either Canadian or, like, you know, South Asian Canadian. I don't know. So he's Nigerian, though, but he's also been going to UBC long enough that he considers himself Canadian. And then we, like, try to combine our eclectic music taste that kind of focuses on hip-hop and soul music in particular, but that's the whole beauty of it. It's like we can both combine our tastes that are similar yet coming from different places and vibe with that. And we try to bring, just like you're doing right here, we try to bring on our friends mainly just to show them how fun radio can be, you know, like how liberating it is to just be able to talk into this microphone and share your voice, express your voice. It's a powerful thing without you even realizing it. And you don't feel as conscious as you do with the camera staring down your face, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a comfortable environment. And that's what CITR allows people to do, is, like, even if you have never had experience speaking, like, you know, in public, this is a more intimate way to do it and express yourself. So, yeah, I mean, like, trying to get people to, as many different types of people to start conversations at this station is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So it's very much not just sharing kind of our own individual experiences, but more just the human narrative in general then.
Yeah, for sure. Although I should say that, I'm one of those people that likes to pick from different cultures, and I'm kind of like in a sponge that way. But there's nothing wrong with having your one cultural identity and being super proud of the, more power to you. And we have shows like that that are like focused on Ethiopian music or classical Indian music. And it's awesome that we have that so that people who want to absorb different cultures can, or people who are looking for that, you know, taste of home can come to our station and get that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for the insight. We do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more music on Asian Wave 101. Once again, please donate, support local music and artists. And hey, if you drop $20 on the show, I will sing on air, which I really don't like doing, but I will do it just for you.
Nice.
Okay. Woo! Thank you. Okay. We'll be right back on Asian Wave 101.
Here in Vancouver, we celebrate our diversity and culture, and CITR is making Fun Drive all about it. Our goal this year is to raise funds to help grow more writers, broadcasters, and media producers, increasing the unique voices that grace our airwaves. Whether it's about specific cultural communities, musical genres, or alternative news, we want to hear it. Be a part of CITR's community. Donate, get cool swag, and party with us. Call 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC unit, or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, we are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and of course, we got more music coming up. So next up, I got a little something for Rohit. I know you were away. You missed a few of the earlier songs, but then, of course, we had Michelle oozing over BTS a little bit earlier. Okay. So now we got something that you could potentially really, really enjoy.
All right.
It's by an indie singer from South Korea. His name is Eddie Kim, and his song is called Paldang Dam, okay, which is an actual dam in Seoul, South Korea. So it's kind of
literally a dam.
Yeah, literally like
I thought at first you meant like damn.
Damn, son. Well, you might be saying that after you hear this song.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Content warning.
Content warning right there. It's okay. No bars, no nothing, no holding back. So it's a party song, and it features an underground rapper by the name of Benzino, who's signed to Illionaire Records in South Korea. And again, party song. It's all about those Saturday nights. Just those nights you're out, you're chilling, and then you're just having some fun, and then you're going out to meet the ladies.
Cool.
So it actually asks in the lyrics, you might be able to catch, it's like, please be bad, girl.
That's better than a lot of, a lot of Western music, they don't even ask sometimes, yeah.
Raphael, I heard from through the grapevine that you could consider yourself a trap queen. So what...
Queen specifically. How are you, bro?
Okay, well, just to think about it for a bit, because you told me you like Fetty Wap, so let's think about this for a second. Like if you think of music that is very straightforward, not even asking for someone to be bad, like take that into consideration. What's your reaction to this sort of song where they are very specific with what they want?
Please, well, you know, it's I guess it's taking a page out of Fetty Wap's book. You know, like. I mean, just being very straightforward, but hey, you know the please, adding in some politeness there, you know.
Bonus points.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah, at least you said please.
See, I thought you would be the most psyched about it. Yeah.
Gentleman pointer. Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, no comment here.
All right, so the song combines this very smooth singing with some slick raps, and it contains a lot of these jazz influences and some dance music, so it's a bit of an odd combo, but very cool nonetheless. Let's check it out now. Eddie Kim featuring Benzino with Paldang Dam.
Please.
Paldang Dam!
Saturday night, 쉴 틈 없는 핸드폰 ringing. 답장 노노 도도하게 물밀듯 밀려 오는 girls like Paldang Dam. I got the feel 느꼈어 내게 빠져버린 널 봐버렸어 솔직히 난 너무 평범해 아직은 토요일 밤이니까 너도 나에게 어울린 말길 솔직히 말할게 오늘 너의 outfit은 wow wow 난 좀 별로 그 정도 몸에 면은 더욱더 잘 보이게 입으면 좋을 텐데 너무 감춘 것 같아서 솔직히 좀 사실물들이 왔다 갔다 Tell me don't know baby Tell me 깊은 물속 끝열 특히 바쁜 Paldang Dam Saturday night 쉴 틈 없는 핸드폰이 솔직히 너가 평소와 다른 걸 보여주길 원해 착한 건 알겠는데 girl what else do you have 난 더 알고픈 게 확실히 so please be bad girl
I got the feel 느꼈어 얘 또 빠져버린 걸 알았지
Okay, that was Pardang Damn. Very smooth song. And of course, like I said, this is something a little more hip-hop, a little more jazzy, got some influences of soul disco right in there. So, Rohit, this is something that you would really like. What's your reaction over there, man?
Yeah, you guessed right. You read me like a mother, like a book, like a book. I held myself back. You read me really well, man. Like, this is a really catchy, fun, dancey tune. I mean, how could... I was moving just in my seat. Can't even, like, it's so hot in here, like physically it is hot in here, but it got even hotter with this track, man. It was dope. Really loved it. I was just telling y'all, like, I would love for this kind of music to get mainstream in South Korea, because it sounds like there's some mad talent in the hip-hop scene and in the R&B, like, soul scene, like, that this could happen. That'd be awesome to hear more of it.
Raf, some reactions from you.
Yeah, like the most prominent thing I was hearing in the song was like shades of 70s funk that you've been seeing in other artists like Bruno Mars and even in Daft Punk's Get Lucky. I mean, you know, if this is the new sound that's coming to South Korea, man, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. All right, very awesome. So if you are interested in supporting this station, supporting the show, and keeping content like that on the air, call in now. Our operators are standing by right now to take your call. Literally quite standing by. 604-822-8648. Once again, that is 604-822-8648. So we're going to move on to the next track. It's something in Chinese, once again, by a Taiwanese-American singer called Christine Fan. She has had a very long career spanning over a decade, and the song is called 很久很久以后, or Sometime After, or actually A Long Time After. It's off her new album, Fan Fan Gives Thanks, released in January 2016. And the song is all about reminiscing. It's about looking back, kind of just all the memories, all the happy times, but also all the pain. And she'll look back, and she'll remember it all, and she says that if she ever meets someone like you, someone like the ex, then she'll think back to the first time I love you was said, and the first hug.
Deep,
I know. It this is like the most mind-blowing stuff in the world. Like, I have never seen so deep I can dig all the way to China.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Did you script that one, bro? Did you really wait in to use that one?
No, I haven't, but I was like, but you know.
Then it's good for an intro. Freestyling it's good.
Okay. Right. Well, Michelle, what do you think? Like, what are your initial reactions hearing this description and everything?
I think it's deep. Yeah. Just that's pretty much, yeah.
So deep. So deep. Okay, let's check it out now. That's Christine Fan with Sometime After.
Thank you. 感情状态交往中第一天两个人的生活，在很久很久以后，
that was Christine Phan with Some Time After. That was the ballad track for today. So that is something that is very, very commonly heard in Chinese music, in Mandarin, and in Cantonese music. So on something that is very much a staple. Let me go around the room once again. One word, Raphael, one word only. Describe that song.
Emotional.
Oh, I tell you. I'd say sweet.
Okay. Rohit?
I'd rather, you know, when they say like, okay, it wasn't bad. It's just, it's not my thing, man. Ballads are not my thing. That's all I got to say. So what's a word for not my thing? Oh my God.
Pass?
Pass. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Thank you, Steve. Save me there. Pass.
All right. So there was one more song that I wanted to play, but we got so caught up in talking, and thank you so much for coming on to the show and just sharing with me and sharing with the listeners. Very good time. Thank you all so much. So this last song I picked specifically because I feel like it really has that sort of significance for what we're trying to do at CITR with Fun Drive this year. So it's by Khalil Fong, a Hong Kong-based Mandarin singer, actually. But he doesn't really fall under the typical mandopop umbrella. He is very much a classical R&B soul artist, and he is very, very talented at what he does. So the song is called Listen. So before I explain it, Michelle just gave me like a really, really big smile. She is really excited right now. So what are you thinking right now?
I'm just so excited. I haven't heard him in so long. Because you were the one who introduced me to Cleo Fong. And I'm just like fangirling. Because I love R&B. Love it. And he does a great, great job at it.
Okay. So this song is called Ting, which is listen in Mandarin. And what he's really trying to say is that he is talking about how music is just this universal language that everyone can understand. Like all barriers and all, I guess, walls just fade in the face of music. He's saying, music is this thing that helps me express. He's asking, can you hear it? Can you hear what I'm trying to tell you? Can you hear the story that I am trying to convey? You don't need to understand the language, but can you feel like the sincerity? So I feel that really is really in tune with what we're trying to do here, growing our cultures, whether you are part of it or not, whether you are familiar with it or not. Definitely this is something that what we love here at CITR, music is that universal language. It transcends all of that to communicate with all of us in such a way that simple words just absolutely cannot. So that is what we're going to round off with. So any final thoughts from the people here in the room? Once again, thank you for joining me on Asian Wave 101. Raphael?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, you know, to all the listeners out there, support Fun Drive. It's for a great cause. And, yeah. This is a great show.
So how was it the first time you being on live radio?
Honestly, this is kind of a stupid kind of confession for me. I play a lot of League of Legends, and sometimes I pretend I'm streaming. So
no shame, bro. No shame.
So this is, I guess this is just me bringing out those streaming skills out, but on live air. So really, really, it's a great opportunity, though.
Mm-hmm. Michelle?
So good to be back. Thank you for bringing me back one more time. Yeah, support Fun Drive. It's so cool. If you want to hear Steve Zhang sing, of course, remember, $20 donation. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can
someone
call
in.
Do it.
You still got time. 604-822-8648.
Okay. Do it.
Is once again 604-822-8648. Or if you want to tap away on your keyboard because you can't, or because you don't want to pick up the phone, I should say, then definitely head over to citr.ca/donate to send in a donation online. So coming up next is the Weekly Arts Report. I'm sure that they have a very special show also prepared for you for Fun Drive. And that is what we're going to leave off with. Khalil Fong to end us off. Thank you so much once again, Rohit, Michelle, Raphael, and also a very, very special thank you to my friend Zoen, who has actually mostly just been the quiet observer for the most part, but he came out to support the station. He came out to support me. Thank you so much, my friend. Your presence in this room really does mean a whole lot to me. So Khalil Fonda, end us off. This has been this very special Asian Wave 101 for Fun Drive. I'm Steve Zhang, your humbled host. Thank you so much for joining me on CITR 101.9 FM from our beautiful studio on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you so much. Take care, and I will talk to you next time.
旋律心不心跳，再不能言语并不明了，现在解压音乐在萦绕，没什么大不了，我们遇见也不管你说什么语言，没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用听不听到就这个旋律心不心跳，再不能言语并不现在这样音乐在酝酿，没什么大不了，我们遇见也不管你说什么语言，没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用音乐来暂停，
I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some feeling nice you're talking that anonymous like a private body sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism, experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial.